Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Sí, es Acapulco, es mágico. Me siento muy bien. Me siento que cada día van las cosas mejor. Me siento más fuerte. Poco a poco me estoy integrando otra vez a mis actividades, a lo que a mí me gusta.
Okay. Yeah, everything is starting off a little bit weird again. There is a reason for that. We'll get into that in a minute. I don't know what time it is. Oh, sure I do. At the tone, it will be 19:30 UTC. Yeah, hooray. It's 19:30 UTC. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman, and I just realized something just by playing those tones. Wait a minute. What? That sounds familiar. Doesn't that sound like something we've heard recently? And why don't I have any cable? There's. Give me some slack. Give me some slack! That one's for Janner. Hey, do you recognize that song? That's the beginning of a song that has been played on the Dubious Goals Committee in the past. It goes like this. And again. Now the variation. Back to normal. Oh, yes, if you are paying attention, you know that that was Strip by Adam Ant. That's funny. I laugh. Oh, whatever happened to the Insect Nation anyway? Anyway, let's get into some tea here. Oh, yeah. I'm drinking tea today. I'm still drinking. What did I start drinking yesterday? The Che Guan Yin or the High Mountain Oolong? I don't even know. I think I'm drinking Yinding. Oh, yes. I am drinking Yinding. Oh, and it's so good. I need this so badly. Okay. Oh, the truth of the matter is I'm a little bit messed up today. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, aren't you a little bit messed up every day? But yeah, today is a little bit, oh. I don't know what happened yesterday, but at some point in time, a couple of hours after Dubious Goals Committee, I aggravated my leg or something, and it was killing me all night. It got so bad last night. All night, and I having a hell of a morning, even though it's, you know, well past noon in my time zone. So about all I can do is sit here, which is ironic because that's all I did yesterday, is I was just sitting here. And I'm trying to debate whether or not I want to start taking drugs, because usually I don't take anything until 8 p.m. I take some ibuprofen at 8 p.m. to get me through till midnight, and then at midnight I take some 8-hour Tylenol. I don't know if it does any good. It seems like I get some relief out of the Tylenol, but damn, last night I don't. Thing of it is, I don't want to be on that crap all day and all night and all day and all night. Because everybody gets on my case. Those are muscle relaxants. They're bad for your heart. Well, everything is bad for everything. You know, and I have to decide how I want my quality of life to be. Do I enjoy being immobile and in pain all the time? And do I really want to live a long life of not being able to move and being in pain? Or would I rather take a boatload of drugs, not have pain, and be able to move, but shorten my life. I wonder what Tobe would choose.
I'm a buff baby that can dance like a man. I can shake a my fanny, I can shake a my can. I'm a tough tootin' baby, I can punch at your buns. Punch at your buns, I can punch all your buns. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.
Oh, Blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldron. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah, they don't have anything like that in the Autonomous Commie Republic.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Perfect hair forever. That was, of course, Melt Banana with their chart-topping hit, The Wolf is a Cat, subtitled Perfect Hair Forever. Oh, one of my favorite bands ever, but now it's time to check in with the girls, see what the girls are doing.
Oh my god, Kozen-san, 4番正解なんですけれども、 hot とちょっと言ってしまったかもね。
なるほど。
No, you can't use hot dogs. No, no, don't. Okay, so Kazue and Kanae, Chiaki, and show me the other two. Who else is doing? I don't know who else. Somebody's behind the camera. And what are... Banana-na-na. No. Okay, so here we have... five Japanese bikini models standing around in some kind of kitchen set. And I think they're trying to make nachos because they've got a big bag of tortilla chips and they've got a can of Chiaki. No, no, no. Do not. No, you don't pour the nacho cheese on the bikini girls. You pour the nacho cheese on the chips. All right, once again, the Japanese bikini models cannot figure out how to make lunch, and we got to get out of this somehow. Okay. Okay, let's knock all this nonsense off. Finally, got some silence. Finally got some peace and some quiet so we can do some stuff. What kind of stuff do we need to do today? Synth stuff, of course. Ow. Last night I was working on some stuff. I was messing around. I was messing around with that stuff we were working on yesterday. That junk that we were just slapping together. Slapping it around. And I actually sort of put some crap together. There was some complication. But if you'll remember, we have basically this. Oh, exciting. And... I turned a knob, so now we have this. Yeah. It's not much, but it's a thing. We got some notes, and not only do we have some notes, we've got ourselves some sub-oscillator, so it gets even bassier. So let's go through this once here. Blah, 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 blah. Now we'll turn up the sub. Yeah. Okay, this is probably usable for something, right? That seems like it might be a thing. What else we got? Well... Jeez, what the hell's wrong with me? Oh, I know, I need to drink more tea. Good Lord. Pour the tea. Oh, I need this. I'm getting too dry. Oh, yeah. Okay. Back to normal. And so, what else do we got? Well, on the Bit Collider, we got this wacky business. And that's fun, right? And we can add it to the other thing. Hey, that sounds pretty cool. Yay. The only problem is, These are both free running. Can I sync them up? Well, that's kind of one of the smart things that occurred to me last night. I thought, you know, if I just did this, that, the other thing, and if I could find this one thing, then I could do this part, blah, 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 blah. And so I did manage to clock. I clocked some stuff, and I had to use a splitter because I don't have a buffered clock splitter, so I had to use an unbuffered clock splitter. It seems to be working, but I happen to know that this unbuffered clock splitter thingy is malfunctioning. So sometimes it's wonky, and it's being glonk and zonk, which is kind of okay, and I'll tell you why. Because why, Tobe? Because once you get all of this stuff synced up, it drifts in and out. It gets weird. And so let's now hook up some drum stuff. Click, click, click. Okay, so let's plug in some doodly daddlies here. And this is, I'm plugging in the old pocket operator here. It's not very loud. Let's give it some gain. That's good for now. And what am I doing here? We gotta check to make sure that's on the right thing, and then we gotta do what? We gotta do this. And then we have to make sure that we'll play, so we press play. And now we've got this thing. You wanna hear the thing? It's weird. Okay, how do we start this? I don't even know how to start it. I guess we turn on the bit collider. Well, let's just see what happens. What the hell? All right, 1, 2, 3, go. So this is a thing. I love these warbles, but I'm going to fade it out. Thank you. Okay. Let's stop that. And let's just think about what the hell we're doing here. Okay, so interesting, right? Isn't that kind of weird? That's so weird because that warbly, that melody, that's random. And it's weird how that works, but we're not going to go into it because this is not the technical goals committee. This is dubious synth committee, and we got to keep things dubious, and there's nothing more dubious than some of the equipment you're sitting around here. I put the 303 back on the shelf. There will be no 303ing. And you'll remember that I was talking about wanting like a CR78 or some kind of old school rhythm box type drum machine. And I thought, well, this would be good for that, or maybe not, but the drum pattern for this has to change, because this doesn't. This doesn't work. I gotta take out the hunk. Hunk. Gotta take that out. And that dook. Our little clave or whatever that's supposed to be. That is right in the range of our little warbles. So I need to redo some drummy drums here, but I don't know exactly what it is that I want drummy wise. Huh. You know, I mean, what if we just throw in some. Nope. No, yeah, okay. Let's add some little hi-hat business here, or cymbal stuff. That'll work. And then what? Tub? Oh yeah, we gotta put the levels back to where they were. Somewhere around here, I think. And let's try this again, see what it sounds like now. We got the slow warbles. See, it's nice and slow and warbly because it's trying to clock itself right now. But once we start throwing clock signals into the LFO reset, that's when we get the fun. Just realized what I need. You know, you hear me complaining, I want a Roland CR78. No, I don't. What I want are those sounds in like a pocket operator. What teenage engineering needs to make is the 727 pocket operator, or the 929 Latin percussion pocket operator. Now, that might already exist. I don't know. I don't stay up to date on teenage engineering products. I'm not a teenager. I'm a senior idol. Oh my god. I'm your senior alt.idol. What happens if we turn this up? Oh, that's weird. Much bass. But if you turn that up a little bit, it gets weird. On headphones right now, this is probably killing you. Down. Should we just, let's just kill everything. God, that's cool sounding. Click. Turn it off. But we can bring these back because these are fun. What are we doing? What am I doing with this? What's happening? Jeez, I don't even know. I mean, obviously we got something kind of cool happening here. I just need to figure out, where is this going? Once again, this is just one of those things that accidentally fell together. And so it's like, well, I wasn't trying to create product. I wasn't trying to create art. I wasn't trying to think of a thing that's going to be a finished product. Boom, it just happened, as usual. What else is new? So how do I turn this into something that I want to use or have, or why is this even happening? Yeah, now I'm already tired of wah wah wong wrong. I don't know. That's just the way things are around here. I'm going to work on some more drums for this, and maybe I'll think of something else to do with this, and maybe it'll become some type of thing. I don't know. You've been listening to the Dubious Cowbell Committee. Oh, what is this, Lowrider? Wait, Tobe, you're running out of time. Dubious Goals Committee, 1930 every day. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.